Chapter 19. Evan landed hard on his elbows, but the thick monster blood softened the fall. He heard the cat screech again and pad away. He sank into the ooze, his arms and legs flailing, trying to lift himself away. But the sticky substance was sucking him down, pulling him with surprising force. His whole body seemed to be held by it, stuck as if in cement, and now it was quivering up, bubbling silently, rising up to his face. "I'm going to suffocate," he realized. "It's trying to choke me." The warmth of it spread across his body, invaded his chest, his legs, his throat. "I can't move. I'm stuck. It's trying to choke me. No!" He pulled his head up just as the green gunk began to cover his face. Then he struggled to twist his body, to twist himself around in it. With great effort, panting loudly, hoarse cries escaping his open lips, he pulled himself up into a sitting position. The green substance rose up even higher, as if it were reaching up to him, reaching to drag him back down into it. Evan gripped the side of the tub with both hands, held on to it tightly, and began to force himself up, up, up from the clinging, pulling ooze, up from the strange force that seemed to be drawing him back with renewed power. Up, up. "No!" he managed to scream as the warm green ooze slid over his shoulders. "No!" It was gripping his shoulders now, sliding around his neck, sucking him down, pulling him back into its sticky depths. Down, down. "It's got me," he realized. "It's got me now."